Going into space was everything plus. It was absolutely incredible experience. You know, there's a lot of little things like what it's like to float and all of that that you can't really train for and you don't know what it's going to be like, absolutely amazing.
Mike, you spent 6 months aboard the International Space Station. Why were you there and what did you learn?
Yeah, you know, the primary objective of the International Space Station is as a science, an orbiting science laboratory. And so that's, while we were there, we executed probably over 200 experiments ranging from ones where we're the guinea pigs, so they're looking at how the body adapts to the microgravity environment. Others where we're more involved, so for example, how fluids behave in microgravity according to different shaped vessels, to an alpha magnetic spectrometer that's out there looking for the origins of the universe. And so the range of experiments was amazing, the different types of things we're looking at, and really just incredible to be a part of that.
When NASA shut down the space shuttle, the plan was to focus more on deep space exploration. Now, I know American astronauts can still go up into space through NASA's partnership with Russia, but what does that increased focus on deep space exploration mean for astronauts?
Well, it certainly has a lot of the focus. If we are going to go beyond low Earth orbit, we really need to understand, again, how the human body reacts to the microgravity environment, particularly if we're going to go to Mars, for example. And you know, what's it going to be like for us when we spend a year getting there to then become in that you know, even though it's reduced gravity from Earth, it's still another environment where you're in gravity again. And so if we're going to explore the planet, we want to be able to be in the right shape when we get there. And so that's just on the human side, and then systems and everything else that we need to understand better if we're going to make these trips to other planets or moons or asteroids.
As we're talking, there's continued tension between the United States and Russia. I'm wondering if that tension has caused any problems with NASA's relationship with Russia.
Well, I certainly can't talk about what's happening at the headquarters level, but certainly from my perspective of on the International Space Station, working with my Russian colleagues and crewmates, working with the people on the ground, we really didn't see any impact on that. We have a mission to do. We have agreements in place that allow us to do that, and also on the personal level, it all was just fine. So we didn't see the same kind of tensions that you might see at the political or the federal government level that you're seeing right now.
You graduated from the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign, which is where I'm based, and you have been closely involved with students. In fact, you actually spoke to students while you were up in space. What do you want them to take away from your experiences?
Well, you know, really, I think it highlights just how incredible the University of Illinois is. The reason I had this wonderful opportunity in no small part is because of the University of Illinois. And so I think for those students out there, they are being given an opportunity, and they need to take advantage of that because, again, they're not going to get a better education anywhere in the world. And so that's a great stepping stone for their future, their careers.
What's next for you?
Well, getting readjusted to gravity, rehab, reconditioning, going out and sharing the story, my experience a little bit. So I'm looking forward to all of that, and also I'm enjoying spending some time with my family.
Mike Hopkins, thank you for talking to me.
You bet, Sean.